This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Panels that disrespect indigenous people are coming down today at Fort Lewis College in Durango. Fort Lewis Vice President Lee Bitsoy says the panels on the school's clock tower inaccurately portray what life was like for Native Americans who went to Fort Lewis when it was a boarding school.
U.S. history is presented from more of a discovery, exploration, conquering, settling, but those are all code words for what really led to the cultural genocide and these boarding schools.
The panels were supposed to come down last year, but the pandemic delayed the ceremony. The Telluride Film Festival ends today. CPR's Monica Castillo spoke with one of the filmmakers.
Robert Greene's work challenges how we think of nonfiction movies. His latest film, Procession, follows the story of six men who survived sexual abuse from Catholic priests as they use drama therapy to process their trauma.
Learning over the years from like being a one-person band in a way, realizing that like the collaborative process is expansive, it means that we can do more powerful things.
While Procession heads to other festivals, check out Green's other movies like Bisbee 17 and Kate Plays Christine. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado's mountain towns are seeing a lot of visitors, but CPR Sarah Mulholland says many big cities aren't faring as well.
People are eager to travel for fun or to see family, but they seem less ready to travel for work. Foot traffic is still way down in downtown Denver, and part of that is the lack of business travel. Rich Carollo is the director of sales and marketing for the Denver Convention Center. He says activity isn't back to pre-pandemic levels. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny across the state for this Labor Day. This is CPR News.